Happy New Year's Eve. I have entitled this podcast the worst podcast ever. Our worst podcast ever. And that's not because it's going to be a bad podcast. That's because we're discussing worsts on this podcast. And I'm not talking about German sausages.
You pronounce that with a V, David. Thank you. I know how to pronounce it. I'm well versed in pronouncing German sausages. Thank you very much.
But yes, it's the worst podcast because we're talking about worst. We're talking about the worst accommodation that we've ever stayed in. We're talking about the worst gig that we've ever had. And the second worst gig. As well as that, we're talking about UKIP. Also, you haven't done the singing, David. This is the worst podcast. You haven't done the singing. Well, I'll continue to tell you what's got. I'll do the singing, okay. On the 9th podcast Christmas, the youngins give to you our worst gig, our second worst gig, and the worst accommodation that we've ever stayed in. We talk about the UK Independence Party. It may be the season of peace and goodwill, but not for the youngins. We also talk about the most unusual raffle prize ever given out at a folk club. And we've music from the Wilsons and a Youngins Oasis cover. And I'm going to give you a clue. I wonder what that might be. So it may be the season of peace and goodwill, but not in the youngins' camp. We've been a little bit bitchy to each other last year, around about the Christmas time, as you're about to hear now. I should probably explain that it's kind of all meant in good fun, but I think there was a lot of people at this gig who hadn't seen us before. In fact, I think about 80% of the audience hadn't seen us before at this Barnard Castle gig. It was like an art centre crowd, and a lot of people just go to the art, you know, the gigs that the art centre put on. They don't know who we are. So there was probably only like 10 people in the audience who knew us, and then there was like 90 people who didn't know us, didn't really realise this at the time. So we bound on the stage, kind of doing our usual thing of like having a bit of an argument, a bit of a banter between the three of us, and I don't think the audience had any idea what to expect. You're about to hear now. We went on the stage and we did the Holly and the Ivy, and you can hear me in the background just before we go on stage. I'm saying to Sean, right, I'll start the song off. But Sean and Michael were saying, no. Sean is leading the way, so because obviously you can't go on the stage first because you won't just be able to see where you're going. So Sean will lead the way. Sean will be first on the microphone. He'll start the singing and then we'll join in. But I said, Sean will forget the key. No, I won't forget the key, David. It's absolutely fine. I said, by the time the applause dies down, you'll have forgotten the key. He says, no, I won't. And sure enough, I gave him the key. He forgot the key. So the gig starts with a little bit of an argument, which if it was like a normal gig, or if it was like in a folk club where we're quite intimate with the audience, we're stood there, the audience are there, or it was like a festival crowd where the audience are a bit drunk and they're up for that kind of thing, fair enough. This is like an art centre venue, and the audience were kind of a bit prim and proper, and the tables weren't set out in the, you know, they were kind of like, the way the seats were set out wasn't kind of, it was almost like they were expecting a kind of a sit-down theatre production rather than us kind of coming on the stage all ramshackle and arguing with each other.
Why don't you go first and sing the Holly and the Ivy?
Well, Holly and the Ivy.
You fall around the Ivy.
Give us a kick.
The Holly.
Oh, no, if you get it wrong, then that'll be the last one.
No. Because
by the time people have applauded and stuff, you'll have forgotten the key.
Like, come on, when you get started, just get into it. Let me have to start again.
Okay.
The Holly and the Ivy.
And that's exactly what I said would happen,
isn't it?
That's what I said would happen, Mr. Cooney. I said, let's go on, let's do an introduction, because normally we talk, and it's not, you know, we don't know what we're doing, we're just messing around for the first 5 minutes. I said, let's go straight in there with a Christmas song, and let's do it. I said, so what I'll do is I'll lead off, Sean. I'll do the key, because I know what the key is, because I normally dictate the key, and it'll be absolutely fine, it'll be great. Sean says, no, I can do this. You give me the key, and I'll go on. I said, by the time the sound of the applause has died down, you'll have forgotten the key. I warned David, just trust me on this. I trusted him. You've let us all down, Mr.
Yeah, I'm clearly the one who's just embarrassed myself.
Well, yeah, because if we did...
thank you, Ebenezer.
I do apologise. That would have sounded rubbish. Right, should we come on again, or should we just... I'll do that key. Yes, it may be the season of goodwill, but I'm not letting you off that. Right.
Well, it's a good job you've dressed smartly for the occasion.
Yes, very good.
Right.
Hey. Good evening, everybody. It's lovely to
meet you.
Ruined
it now. There we are. You could have had an extra 2 minutes in the bar. Right.
The Holly and the Ivy.
sweet singing all in the choir.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Good evening. How are you all doing? Are you okay? Excellent. Sorry about that bit at the beginning. We start every show with an argument.
Well, everyone is thinking I made a big deal of it. But if we just started...
Sounded like it's a big deal.
Yeah, because that's because no one... But if we just started like that, it would have been rubbish. Mate, there we are.
Yes.
Maybe like that thing where you get a really bad present. You've got to say, you know, people said, oh, no, no, it sounded all right. But we all know it wouldn't have sounded all right. So yes. Be grateful for it, OK?
A really bad present, like a stripy T-shirt.
Oh,
don't worry, I'm
by the way, what he was on about here.
Thank you very much, by the way, James, for auto-tuning Michael's vocals. That was very kind.
Right,
same jokes.
Yeah.
Michael Hughes, I think I said that, what, once or twice before, I get belittled. That's it now. Every single time you repeat yourself once, I'm gonna...
I look forward to it, Davis.
Yeah, exactly. Every bloody night.
Well, luckily we've got our separate hotel.
That was in Somerset as well, everybody. Yeah,
we're not doing that one again, because every single time you do, yeah, exactly, I'm going to make a face. That's right, sir. That was in Somerset Line. You can't wheel that one out. You've been living on that one for 15 years, haven't you? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Right, OK.
Right. Got
that on my chest.
Yes.
UKIP are increasing in popularity, and a lot of people seeing them as an alternative, the people's alternative. At the same time, a lot of interesting things come out about UKIP member being recorded doing a massive homophobic racist rant. But of course, the way they got past that was just to say he was on medication. I've never come across any medication where the side effects listed are may cause drowsiness, dizziness, and the potential for homophobic and racist outbursts. But obviously I'm not taking the right drugs, or the wrong drugs. I mean, imagine that. I just take a bit of Sudafed or something, or have an antibiotic, and the next thing, I come out with all this racist, homophobic stuff. I mean, that would be a very odd podcast. I'm not sure if people would say, oh, he was just on bad medication at the time. But things like that. Nigel Farage obviously saying, sorry, I'm a bit late for the conference. But, you know, the roads are far too overpopulated now with all the migrants. I mean, the idea, of course, that immigrants come into the country from an impoverished backgrounds and are immediately got their driving licence and are driving around the roads. I'm not really sure how that works. But despite all this, they remain, for many people, a real choice. Of course, the other thing, a year or two ago, was when a UKIP member called a room full of women sluts, which is what we're going to talk about right now, as we cut to a gig at Otley Folk Festival, which we did just the day after this whole thing came out, with this UKIP member calling all the women in this room a lot of sluts. So we have a little bit of fun about this. At our gig in Otley the day after.
Oh, team, well, the best bit was in the morning we put the news on, and Nigel Farage, there was a great quote, which was the BBC edited down from a longer quote, and it literally was just this. It was, one man should not be allowed to ruin the reputation of the UK Independence Party. And it cough. And I was like, what's the rest of that quote? One man should not be allowed to destroy the reputation of the UK Independence Party. We should all be doing that together.
Because a lot of the people did laugh, didn't they? Has anyone seen the clip?
Yeah.
A lot of people laughed, though, so it's quite strange to say, it was offensive, we shouldn't have said it, but you're kind of like...
Yeah, but lots of people laughed at Hitler when he cracked jokes, but...
Well, I suppose that's a good point. He was a funny man, though, to be fair, It's a shame he branched out, he did some great impressions. Anyway...
Let's move on
very quickly. Charlie Chaplin was his best. Right.
Are you up for a big sing?
A big sing.
I've just done a big scene, for goodness sake. I think they need to lie down now, mate. Those things, eh? This is a folk audience, you know. Most of them are over the age of 60, do you?
You just get all slaps. Nah.
Imagine if someone had just walked in during that moment there. Yeah, I don't want to tell you, David, but two people did. Looking around going, yeah, he's got a point.
I tell you who are sluts, the Wilsons. Oh, don't get me, sorry. What am I doing? There must be something in that mouthwash I've just taken. I've got a bit of a sore throat. I've just gargled some sort of mouthwash stuff there. The Wilson family now joined us. They joined us on our album launch at the Sage last February. And we had a little bit of a sing with them as part of the gig. And this is the Young'uns and the Wilsons singing When I Die.
Because I believe I live.
The Young'uns and the Wilsons, recorded live at our album launch. And we'll have our next album launch in April at the Sage. Sorry, it wasn't at the Sage. What am I talking about? It was at Durham. It was at a church in Durham. We'll be at the Sage. This, I do apologise, is that medication again? So, no, our next album launch will be at the Sage on the 25th of April. Go to theyoungins.co.uk to book tickets for all that. Now, I'm sure that gig will be a lot better than this gig, which we have branded the worst gig that we have done in Inverness, Scotland. And we're going to have a little bit of a chat about it now.
We had a really harrowing gig recently in Inverness. And we knew it was going to be a bit of a dodgy one as soon as we walked in, because firstly, it was like very rarely do we do this, but it was like one of those non-ticketed events, so people could just come for free and just kind of sample the music in the pub paid us. So no one actually come to see us, and this became really apparent. Not even the pub knew who we were, because we saw this big sign, big letters saying, "Step this way for tradition, our special traditional Scottish music night." Each Sunday it is traditional Scottish music. We thought, my goodness, it's Sunday, we're not traditional Scottish music. So I had a little bit of a plan. I thought we could play this two ways. We can go on and do our usual English set, which probably isn't going to go down very well. Or, a cunning plan, why don't we pretend to be Scottish and put on Scottish accents? Trust me, my friends, that is also not a very good idea.
Yeah,
really,
casual racism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Donald Wears the Truth is apparently not a traditional Scottish song.
David Cameron has sent us to make some friends of his version.
So our gig in Inverness, as we pointed out, didn't get off to a very good start. I thought I would engage people, because there was a lot of people just talking while we were performing. And I thought, let's try and engage people in a bit of banter. As we pointed out, it didn't really go down very well.
Native Teesside song from where we're from about death by chemical poisoning. Lovely. Well, I'm thinking many of you will probably have those sound effects tomorrow morning. I'm gathering, looking at the audience tonight. So excellent. Always compliment the audience.
What he meant to say was hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to be here. I know it says on the poster that it's a Scottish traditional session.
But we have killed the Scottish bands and we are English infiltrators. I hope you don't mind that. Excellent. I'm going for the popularity vote tonight, lads.
So it's kind of quite a disconcerting gig. We've got some drunk Scottish woman just shouting something that I can't really understand what she's saying, to be honest. So I didn't really know how to respond to it. Something about all your supporters are ginger or something. I didn't have a clue how to respond to that. So we just kind of ignored it and then got on. And we sang the next song, and I think I'd realised that I'd failed to engage the audience in the kind of banter that I was hoping. It was going to be kind of congenial. I just thought it was a bit of a joke, but the audience obviously weren't having any of it. At that point, quite a few people left, and they certainly weren't listening. Their voices were getting a bit louder. And so this is the reaction after our second song.
We're called the Yeomans, and we're on a bit of a tour up in Scotland. This is a song. This is one of our little love songs, and it comes from an ugly town called Sunderland. Well, not really an ugly town. People think it's ugly, but it's got a great inner beauty, Sunderland. And we hope you like it anyway.
So, I mean, I suppose it's not too bad, but compare that to the gigs that we normally do. I mean, you've heard clips from other gigs, and you can't really normally hear anyone talking in the background. So it's still a very different kind of feel for us. And we're aware that we've lost quite a few people. I think we were very much an inconvenience. We're still getting applauded at this moment in time, aren't we? Well, this is the reaction after the third song. So we've stopped bothering to introduce the songs now. We've kind of come to the conclusion that it's not really worth spending a lot of time talking to the audience. And as you can hear, that the applause is kind of diminishing somewhat. Well, let's see how the rest of the gig pans out. So I've called this clip Inverness Highlights. I think Lowlights is probably a better term to use. So what I'm going to play now is I'm going to play the ends, basically, and the bits in between the songs, just so you can get an idea of just how attentive our audience were. Sean is bravely, despite the fact that we're not getting any applause now, Sean is bravely trying to talk to the audience.
If you've just come in and you missed our announcement at the start, we're having a competition in League with the Pub. £1,000 tonight. £1,000 goes to the most attentive listener. So we're going to do a little quiz about what we've been performing. Just five simple questions. And so you can win £1,000 tonight. Okay, thank you.
seem very excited about it.
I offer the audience £1,000 to the most attentive listener. Not a single person pipes down. Not a single person is interested. So we decide to take the piss, let's just say, a little bit further with the audience at this point. At this point, we just think the gig is so ridiculous. We've all fallen onto the floor. We've got our heads in our hands. We're rolling about the floor laughing. But not a single person is bothered. Not a single person has looked up. They're just talking away. So here's our big finish. We've had the gig of our lives. And the audience remain ambivalent.
Oh, God. We want to be the fans. What if we get any groupies tonight, lads?
So there we are. When we sang Graham Miles, Drift in the Land, that song, and I shouted at the audience, join in, everyone! At that point, we just couldn't continue because we just thought the whole thing was so hilarious. So we stopped singing. We just burst into hysterics. We fell onto the stage. We've got our heads in our hands. We're rolling about the floor laughing. Not a single person looks up. We've just stopped mid-song, tears rolling from our eyes. We're on our knees on the stage, and not a single person has even registered it. Thank you very much, Inverness.
We'll hear about our potentially second worst gig in a couple of minutes. But first, it's time. We're continuing the theme of worsts. It's time to find out about what may be the worst accommodation that we've ever been in while on tour.
Oh, it's been a long week.
We have actually been sharing a bed for the last 4 nights. We'll be talking a little bit more about this. Because I know a lot of people come for the music, but there's also a big contingent who like the eroticism as well. So we'll provide that. As we become professional folk singers now, we've had to economise.
We had 3 dates in the Midlands area, so we picked somewhere to stay right in the middle, and we picked the cheapest hotel in Peterborough.
The moral of the story is, my friends, always read the reviews before you book, not afterwards. Because some of the reviews said things like, this is very much a last resort, providing that you can't get yourself booked into the prison first. Someone else said, there was a hair on the bed that I don't think belonged to someone's head. And apparently this is the renowned place in Peterborough. This hotel is a renowned place in Peterborough where people bring prostitutes back. So there's a plus point. But, you know, the other two things were...
Well, when we got there, it wasn't actually too bad. It was under new management and it was getting refurbished. But what we didn't know, it was getting refurbished while we were there.
We had a hard hat. We had to wear
We had to work.
David did a day's graft.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we've got lots of exciting stories to come about our 3 nights in Peterborough. But before we do...
3 nights in Peterborough.
We were standing in the corridor waiting to go on, and a lovely man came over and said, which of you three is it that likes warm vomit? And I said, what?
He said, oh, that was breakfast in the hotel.
He did right on. Doing him a disservice. He said... He was quoting a line from this song, which mentions a Sunday morning in Stockton with the warm vomit fresh on the ground. But the song's not about that.
Bring me and the girls to the red me. Go.
Yellow girls means, it's not a racist terminology, it means prostitutes.
So we obviously sung that song quite a lot in Peterborough, in our hotel there.
It was, I mean, the room was quite nice, but unfortunately, it was weird. I've never seen it before. It was a double bed with like a single bunk bed above it. So we had the most important game of rock, paper, scissors we've ever had. And unfortunately...
A bit weird when David Eagle started tossing the coin.
I said, I got rock, Sean. He said, bloody hell, that's what I feared.
This is in... Oh, God, so when you sleep like that, with your head underneath... Oh, bloody hell.
How are we going to work this out? Rock, paper, scissors. Okay. So who's first? Alphabetical order. Uni Eagle.
Ready? Right, so what? The winner does what?
The winner gets the top, I think. Well, obviously, then we have to first Michael.
Okay, here we go.
Is that fair?
Shouldn't no, because then Michael's got more of a chance,
yes,
hasn't he?
Yes.
Of course you bloody well have. So we need to do a coin toss. Oh, God.
We need to do a rock, paper, scissors.
Who
goes first? Well, hang on, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Coin toss.
Coin toss.
A coin toss. Do you want to toss?
Who's tossing?
Oh, yeah, who's tossing a coin? Now we're going to argue who's tossing the coin. Here we go. So heads or tails? What are you going for, Michael?
Heads off tails.
Sean?
What?
Well, we're just
can I go for tails as well?
What? Yes, of course you can. So you can go tails. Because it's you versus Michael. I'll go for heads. So if I win this, I have the top bed.
Hang on, that doesn't make any sense. How? So we're both tails.
You said tails?
Yeah, no, but that's ridiculous, isn't it?
No, because if I... Let's just say hypothetically. Heads or tails? You
say
right, tails.
I'll say tails.
Right, he says tails, so if it's in heads, and obviously... Now, let's just say hypothetically, it was tails.
Well,
listen, then let's just say hypothetically. Then let's just say hypothetically it was tails. What would happen is, then you two would play each other a rock, paper, scissors. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Why do we want them to be all picked tails?
No, we have to do it again!
So after the debacle of rock, paper, scissors and the coin toss, it was eventually established that Michael Hughes was the winner and he went on top. It'd be quite an odd thing if he said, no, I'm the winner. Doesn't necessarily mean that I go on top, David. What do you mean, Michael? You're the winner. Surely you get on top? No, I want to share a bed with you. That could have been quite an interesting turn of events. If that had happened, we would, of course, brought it to you on the Young'uns podcast. One condition, Michael, if we are going to get down and dirty, we must do it on the Young'uns podcast. That's the only caveat. The listeners deserve to know what is going to happen. Anyway, let's move on.
You're listening to the worst podcast of Christmas. We're discussing worsts today. Although we're going to discuss bests as well, possibly the best raffle prize ever given out in a folk club in our experience. We'll come to that very shortly, but it's time to hear about our second worst gig now.
So last week's podcast, we brought you our disastrous gig from Inverness, where basically everyone was just talking, not a single person was listening to what we were saying or singing about. We're going to feature another disastrous gig, but for a different reason. It could have been a brilliant gig, but we were a little bit worried because it was our home gig. It was a gig in Hartlepool, and we thought, brilliant, we're going to have a whale of a time here. It's going to be great. Every time we do a gig in Hartlepool, we always have a good time. Well, not massively on this occasion, unfortunately. And it was not really the audience's fault, although we weren't sure at the time. We thought either it's the audience who are really flagging here or it's us. We started off and we thought, well, because it's Hartlepool, we do quite a bit of talking, we have a bit of banter with the audience, but the audience weren't biting. There was nothing at all. We were just thinking, what's going on? Why aren't people joining in? Why aren't people laughing? We got really disconcerted. We started worrying that we were just being rubbish, basically. And in the interval, we were selling CDs and people were queuing up to buy CDs. And each person, without fail, every single person said, you do realise we can't hear a word you're saying in between the songs. The sound is so bad that we literally can't hear a word you're saying, or we can hear very few words. They said, Michael's microphone's not too bad, but your microphones are terrible. It didn't sound brilliant, the sound, to us on stage, but it certainly, as you'll hear on the recording, at least you can hear what we're saying. But apparently, everyone said, and there's about 50 people came up to us and said, we can't hear a single thing you're saying. We were sort of happy about the fact that it wasn't us being rubbish, but still, we've got to do another 45 minutes and the bloody audience can't understand a word we're saying. We had a word with the sound men. They said, oh, we don't know what we can do about this. Oh, we don't know. When we came on stage in the second half, we thought we'd better do a little test to see if the audience could understand us, and this is what happened.
Hello.
Oh.
Well, we've been kindly informed that no one can hear a bloody word we're saying, is that right? Could you, am I clear? The way I'm talking, is that clear? It's muffled. Really? It's not the mic, it's just you. And you'll be lost. Try you, Davey, because no one could hear you, apparently.
Yeah, they can hear me, obviously, absolutely fine. They all laughed. Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, seriously, Johnny. Hello. Around the ragged rock, the ragged rascal ranch. I'm shouting, I wasn't doing that before. It's difficult when you've got to do this on demand. Hello, everybody.
Is that any better?
No?
We're never going to get City of Culture in Hartlepool.
Yeah,
we?
Exactly. No wonder the Economist magazine were right, I think. Do you?
How much have you paid for a ticket and you can't bloody hear us? Sorry about that. We'll try our best. Yeah.
It's going to have to be back-to-back music, I think. Oh, Michael! Michael, regale them with some of your wit. It's going to be you all night.
Bloody hell, go on.
Thank God for that.
There you are.
We can all hear him. Can you hear Michael all right, then?
Can you hear me?
So,
hi, David.
Any time I'm doing a
back
test...
to you.
When I'm doing a test, honestly, so can you hear me when I do that?
Yes.
So any time we want to speak, we've just got to do this. Right, Sean, you say something now, sir. I don't want to do that. I don't want you groping me every 2 minutes. That's exactly what you want. You bribed the soundman, haven't you? As it's Christmas. Yeah, exactly. Come on, Sean. He wants you as well, don't you, Michael?
You dirty man. Right.
You can hear me when I'm off, Mike. I'll just do that. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you very much.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
There you go.
It's like the Pope, is
excellent.
It's like the what?
The Pope.
It's like the Pope.
Yeah.
It's like the Pope. There's a punchline coming, don't we?
Does anyone do sign language? You haven't got schizophrenia, though.
We need that man who did Nelson Mandela's dude, don't we?
What? You said that, but no one else.
Unbelievable. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
I sang that for the first time, one of the first times on Remembrance Sunday, and we happened to be doing a gig in Dorset in this wonderful pub in this wonderful village called Worth La Travers. Did you hear that? No, okay.
I think you're going to have to use Michael's microphone to speak. Why don't you swap places? You go in the middle.
It would.
But Michael doesn't say anything, does he? The only person...
He's the only person you can hear. He doesn't say anything.
Is that better? Can you hear me? No. Should we just sing some song, Dave? And then...
Yeah.
And you could all come back to the Fisherman's Arms on the Edland.
There we go. And we'll do the talking bits there.
Excellent.
please sing along with us. We're going to do the Holly Bears of Bury, a carol... No, also it's the Sands Day Carol. Mm. The chorus bit is Holly, Holly, the first tree in the greenwood, it was the Holly.
Goodness knows what they're going to be singing. Here we go.
Brolly.
I was just going to do a Christmas.
Anyway.
Holly. Do you reckon we should do it off the microphones if people could join in?
Yeah.
If we stand in front of the microphones, do you think that might
quite carefully?
It's going to be quite precarious.
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
Right, hey, well, let's go.
Don't worry about you on the edge of the stage. Yeah. Oh.
Here we are.
Don't worry about the edges.
Are you placing your bets, big wolf?
Don't push you too hard, mate.
Yeah, don't worry.
You know where the edge is, don't you?
Well, don't step forward to find out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you.
Oh, right.
Take a little step back, mate.
No, it's not fine. I'm not going to...
Oh, test!
Don't step forward. No.
Don't worry.
Just for the record, I am warning him, you know, if he doesn't collapse all day...
He's going to catch him.
Goodness, someone could catch me. Yeah.
As long as he falls in rhythm, we don't care. We're coming.
Keep singing.
I mean, seriously, they're obviously cutting costs in this place, so they probably don't even have insurance, do they? So I don't know what that means.
We'll end with our Oasis cover very soon. I'll explain a little bit about that. But before that, it's time to find out about this very unusual raffle prize. Well, I'll tell you what it was. Basically, it was a trout. A real trout. Not a live trout, but a freshly caught trout was the main raffle prize. And when the person who won it was kind of like, it was, the trout was paraded down the
the raw and sort of handed to the woman. So it was very strange proceedings. So that caused a lot of merriment, as you're about to hear right now.
Right. We'll do this one for our latest audience member, the trout.
I can't believe you just won a trout in there, but that's brilliant.
Well, have they actually put it back in the fridge or something? Obviously, yeah. Have you actually got it with them? Oh, right, OK.
In the fridge.
Well, the polite thing to do in the folk clubs of the northeast of England is, with the raffle prize, is to pass the ground during the second half.
Yeah, because normally it's chocolates or something. You can't really do that with a trout, can you?
No.
I guess. No.
Feel free to pass the fish along.
No, there you go.
Anyway.
Sing it.
Yes, I'm professional. I can blow my nose and go straight in. Okay, I'll show you what a professional is.
That's what you said.
Hang on. I'll sit down on the floor. I'll sit down on the floor with the tissue there. By the time you've started the bit of the chorus, I'll be up there, tissue back in my pocket, be singing. Here we go. Come on.
Sir!
You're embarrassing yourself here, Michael. Come on.
Sir! Help me.
Thing for us. We did our first one last November. It's like a Youngins singing weekend where we booked a big youth hostel in Kendal, and 50 people came and stayed with us over the weekend, and we did some singing workshops, some special like intimate concerts, and a big, big laugh as well.
We had a Youngins quiz, didn't we? That was quite egocentric.
Flash mob to supermarket.
So if you want to come on, we're going to have two or maybe three of them later in the year. The deal is you get all your accommodation, all the foods included. We've got a really good man who's a chef. He's a great trout. And he's,
bring him on, trout.
People were very disappointed, though, because we said it was going to be an intimate weekend with the youngins, and I think they thought, we said we were going to provide accommodation and food, that we were going to cook, and also maybe sort of just make sure we slept with everyone in the picture. Address that.
What is it any like, then?
Well, sir, if you come, my friends, then there's no worries about that, sir.
Well, you're going to go straight in.
Oh, excellent.
So we're going to say...
It smells fishy to me, you know? Anyway. Who'd have thought trout could cause so much merriment? Next time we do a gig, we demand a fowl or poultry or something.
Ah, thank you very much for listening. Have a great New Year's Eve if you're listening in the time when this has been released. We're going to see you out with Oasis and Wonderwall, which for some reason we decided to cover. I think someone requested it. When we had finished a gig, one of our Scottish gigs, I can't remember where it was. It wasn't Inverness, that's to be sure. And the audience were brilliant, had a really good gig. And then the man said that was one of the best gigs we've ever had here. You must stay in the pub tonight with us, drinks on the house, and we'll have a party if you're up for it. And so we were up for it, and so were the majority of the audience. What you're going to hear now is you're going to hear me on the piano, Michael on the guitar. The piano was massively out of tune. Sean's there as well. We've got some children playing the maracas and other shaky and percussion instruments out of time. So here we go. We're going to say goodbye with this. Goodbye. My God.
That's a good thing.